It is the Applauded Show on the Exploded Podcast Network with your host, Radio Ralph. It is the Applauded Show, Radio Ralph here with you, ready to go. Well, it looks like that finally Alabama will not be participating in the college football playoff. That is because they suffered a defeat to the Auburn Tigers in the Iron Bowl, giving them their second defeat. Their other defeat came to the LSU Tigers. And right now, in the current college football playoff standings, you have number 1, Ohio State, number 2, LSU, number 3, Clemson, number 4, Georgia, number 5, Utah, number 6, Oklahoma, number 7, Baylor. Baylor and Oklahoma play each other this coming weekend, and if LSU beats Georgia and Utah is defeated or beaten by Oregon, that will eliminate Georgia and Utah from the college football playoff ranking and open the door for the Big 12. Possibly it would be Oklahoma or possibly Baylor. So right now you've essentially got the Big 12 versus Utah. So if Utah loses, that eliminates the Pac-12 from the football playoff, and that would open the door for the Big 12 championship winner, which will be played between Baylor and Oklahoma. So yes, but the big story here, Alabama is not at the table at the college football playoff, and I'm sure many, if not all, can agree that that is definitely a good thing. So, again, the top 6 rankings, or 7 rankings, of the playoff is Ohio State, LSU, Clemson, Georgia, Utah, or Oklahoma, and Baylor. So that's what we have right now, and we will find out if there will be any chaos in the championship games upcoming. So stay tuned, and we'll have updates, and I will have updates weekly. So it should be a fun finish and a fun wind down to the college football season, and see who will make the college football playoff for 2019. Speaking of teams you like to root against and may not be at the table when it comes to the playoffs, as the Alabama that we just mentioned will not be participating in the college football playoff. Well, could this be the year that the New England Patriots do not make it to the Super Bowl? Yes, they are playoff bound, apparently, but Tom Brady has continued to criticize and complain about the offense this year, saying he does not have enough help and that he does not believe the offense is producing enough points to be competitive when it comes to the playoffs. Now, for the Patriots to get back to the Super Bowl, they would either have to go through Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes. Of course, Jackson being with the Baltimore Ravens and Kansas City being with Patrick Mahomes. And Belichick foreseen this problem and went out and tried to get Antonio Brown and Mohamed Sanu to fill the gap in the void on offense, but has yet to be able to put that puzzle together. Brown was released and Sanu is injured. So yes, this could potentially be the year where the Patriots are weak enough to not be a part of the Super Bowl. Well, coming up after the break, will Jason Garrett be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys in 2020? Has Willie Nelson really stopped smoking pot? Did Tom Hanks initially turn down the role of playing Mr. Rogers? And what is the most annoying Christmas song? All that and more coming up. It's the Applauded Show. The Applauded It Show is brought to you by ExplodedIt.com. It is safe to say that the Dallas Cowboys have underachieved and underperformed from the expectations of their fans for this team. And Jason Garrett is feeling the pressure now from fans and now Jerry Jones himself. Miss Producer, play that Jerry Jones clip. Now, that was not a ringing endorsement from Jerry Jones. Now, Jerry Jones did say Jason Garrett is capable of winning a Super Bowl. But one thing Jerry Jones left out of that clip, one thing Jerry Jones left out was the word Dallas. He said Jason Garrett will be coaching in the NFL next season. But he didn't say Dallas. So maybe the writing is on the wall for Jason Garrett. And maybe his tenure as the Dallas Cowboys head coach is coming to an end very soon. It's been about 10 years now that Jason has held the reins in Dallas, but if you listen closely to the words from Jerry Jones, Jason Garrett, his time may be expiring, and Jerry Jones seems to have already made his mind that he will not be returning for Jason Garrett next season. So it sounds like Jason Garrett is on the way out of Dallas, according to Jerry Jones. Tom Hanks is playing Mr. Rogers in portraying him, but my producer, Miss Producer, has some news that you should know. So, Miss Producer, play that news.
According to WDEF, Tom Hanks plays Fred Rogers in the highly anticipated movie, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, but the Academy Award-winning actor said he initially turned down the part.
Tom Hanks initially turned down the part of playing Fred Rogers. He says the thought of playing the role was terrifying. Willie Nelson says he is giving up smoking pot. He told a local TV station, due to ongoing health issues and trouble breathing. He says his lungs have taken a beating over the years, and now is the time to give up smoking pot if he wants to continue to perform. Now we know that just because he's giving up smoking pot, there are other ways of consuming pot. So, this may be the end of the road as far as smoking pot, but Willie will likely be on the road again consuming pot in another way. So, let's hope this works out for Willie and see if this is a lifestyle change that he needs to make.
Mariah Carey's festive classic All I Want for Christmas Is You has been voted the most annoying Christmas song of all time in a new poll.
Now, I have to disagree with that poll finding because, yeah, I mean, I could see if you're single and you're hearing All I Want for Christmas Is You, that might be pretty annoying. But in my opinion, the most annoying Christmas song is Santa Baby. That song gives me the creeps. It's like explaining some naughty stuff that Santa's doing, and I'm not all in for that. You know, the lyrics can be misconstrued. She could be saying Santa's doing some naughty things, or she's doing naughty things with Santa, and yeah, it's just yeah, that song right there is definitely Santa Baby is definitely to me is the most annoying Christmas song. And I guess Mariah Carey, you could have it as the second most annoying, but I don't even know if it ranks that high or not, but I would say Santa Baby is definitely, for me at least, it's the most annoying Christmas song. So, now, due to Thanksgiving falling later than normal, there will be 6 less shopping days this year than last year. Because usually Thanksgiving falls on the 3rd week of November. In this case, it fell on the very last week of November. And so that's throwing everybody's shopping schedule off and days off. And so, yes, there will be 6 less shopping days for Christmas this year due to the late Thanksgiving. So that may need to do some, have to cram some shopping in and rearrange that schedule, the holiday schedule. It's already hectic enough as it is. It may be a little more hectic this year. And you can thank Mr. Gobble Gobble for that. After the break, I will talk to you. Well, I'm talking to you already. But I will talk about my favorite Christmas movie and what I think about it and what you should think about it as well. Coming up, that's all coming up on the Applauded Show. My favorite things to do is gather around and watch the Christmas classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It's been a tradition in my family for many years, ever since I can remember, and I plan to, hopefully, for many years to come, continue that tradition. And it's just not Christmas until I've turned on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and gotten into the holiday spirit. Now, in this PC world that is too PC, there was some backlash, some new backlash, because it's been like 40 or 50 years since it's been made. But there was some backlash saying, oh, it's a show that shows bullying. It promotes bullying and this and that. And I'm like, come on, guys. It's not bullying. If you find it that way, then your mind is twisted. So don't twist where there's something that is meant to be innocent for children and meant to be good and meant to be, feel good, get you in the spirit kind of show. So don't get twisted. Don't get it twisted. It's a harmless show. It is a show to gather the family around and enjoy and everything. So don't get twisted on that. Like I said, it's something that gets me in the mood for the holidays every year. So yes, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is one of an all-time Christmas favorites and one of my all-time favorite Christmas movies. So enjoy the holidays and just don't overthink it. And another thing, for those of you saying, or that were saying, that the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer Christmas classic is about bullying, hello, you know that there's a song out there called Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, None of the Other Reindeer Will Let Him Rudolph Play Any More Reindeer Games. So you know the song, and you know going into the movie what you're going to get. You know from the tone of the song what you're going to get from the movie. So for you to go in there and to be offended by the movie and say it's about bullying, that's on you, because you know about the song. Now, if you listen to the complete song, at the end of the song, it has a happy ending because Rudolph saved the day with his shiny red nose. He gets it through the fog, and they get the presents delivered, and everyone's happy, and everyone is rejoiceful. And as the song goes, none of the other reindeer will let Rudolph join in any other reindeer games, but by the end of it, after Rudolph saved the day, they were so happy they shouted his name with glee, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer will go down in history. I mean, so right there, it's got a happy ending. It would all works out. You gotta learn to be a little tougher in this world. You gotta learn to deal with some adversity, and I think that's what the message of this movie is. Is that yes, while Rudolph was different from everyone else, he had a red nose and everybody else didn't. Rudolph, at the end of the day, is beloved and he saved the day and he overcame a lot and he met some friends along the way. He even said that they were misfits, and I mean, he overcame. So way to go, Rudolph. To keep up with all things A Plot of This Show, follow the fan page on Facebook, facebook.com/explodedit. That's where you can keep up with all things A Plot of This Show. Signing off, until next time, I am Radio Ralph. You can follow me on Twitter at Radio Ralph Media.
Started out smoking cedar bark and went from that to cigarettes.